promise for today.
Thy breath.
Oh, come Holy Spirit.
Come.
truth, refine the truth.
Is the hour. Revive your church again. Thank you, Father, for coming in our midst. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for gathering with these extra meetings. We return thanks unto you tonight for speaking to our souls in a special way. Our special prayer to our brethren on the streaming over in St. Lucia, down the GCC and other parts of the United States. Our little brother Joseph Dale, his wife, his family, bless them, O Lord, for they are more than anxious to looking to this service today. Bless those that are in India, Indonesia, and other parts of the world that they are looking in today. What a great privilege. Those that will look, Lord, and hear these messages as they go out, may you encourage your children worldwide. Give them courage, give them strength, bring stamina to stand up for the promise of the hour. For that is where courage is proven, to stand up for the word of promise. We pray that you will bless the sick and the afflicted tonight. There are many needs among us. And, O Lord, if they can only reach out and touch the hem of your garment tonight, we know that they can be healed. Regardless of the sickness, the infirmities tonight, O Lord, we send forth your word. We pray that you will heal your people, home and abroad, locally and in foreign lands. Lord, look down, deliver those who are oppressed and depressed. Bring deliverance to your people. Bless your people that are gathered from night to night. And bless those who are gathered to hear your word and will gather in the future. Bless and undertake for each one of them. Bless them all, Lord, such lovely people, such lovely servants of God, lovely men of God, lovely children of God, humble in spirit, waiting for the moving of the water. Pray that the angel will stir the water and heal your people. Send forth your ministry of divine healing. Bring deliverance to your people. Let that sealing revival come upon the earth, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. For dark is the hour. Thank you very much, Lord, for your strength, your courage. Thank you for victory over the enemy. Thank you for the deliverance of your people by the word of God. We lift our hands to him. And let us thank the Lord for today's meeting. For what was accomplished in our lives and what he will do even tonight. Worthy of all praise. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of all glory. Bless your people, even at GCC, all that are gathered. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for setting the captive free. Thank you for revealing your word. Oh, Lord, you are so wonderful. You are more lovely than 10,000. Oh, Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the thanksgiving. Yes. We are that one love. Return to give you thanks, but return to worship. Oh yes, we are that one leper, and we say thank you, Lord. While you are asking where the nine, we appear before you today with hearts of thanksgiving. We feel clean, Lord. We feel delivered. We feel free, O Lord. We feel encouraged by your Spirit. We feel anointed. We feel equipped for the journey. Oh my. Help us, O Lord. And bless your children in a special way. Oh God. Bless your children abroad, everyone that is tuned in and all those that will hear the words of life. Bless them in all their troubles. I pray a special prayer for the man called Dale Griffin. Oh God, in his troubles, pray that you will forgive that man for all his wrong and lay not his sin to his charge. Don't let him suffer any longer. Don't let him go to prison is my prayer. Oh God, deliver that man, I pray thee. Have mercy upon him and open his eyes that he may see what he's supposed to see. Oh God, touch the sick and the afflicted in our midst and heal them and forgive them for all their sins. Oh God, I pray for your people that are so lovely, obedient children of God, that gather from night to night, lovely teenagers, boys and girls, adults, oh Lord, that you have given me to be their shepherd. I am more than grateful and more than thankful for this great privilege of helping to dress your bride. Bless your children today. We stop to give you the honor, the thanks and the glory which belongeth unto your name today. humbly thank you for the songs of Zion, the mighty power that goes with the song, that goes with the guitar, that goes with the trumpet, oh God, that goes with the sax, gallant men of God, the piano, the organ, the tambourine, oh God, we are so blessed, oh Lord. Pray that you will rule back the powers of the enemy that try to disturb and tinker with this music. Rule back the power of the enemy that try to disturb, oh Lord, the musicians and the song leaders. In the name of Jesus Christ, sit and take your flight. We bind you, we curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. And we place a hedge around the children of God by the mighty angels of heaven that you cannot break through. Now, Lord, we pray that you will bless your word. And let me speak the oracles of God correctly. I humbly thank you for your grace upon me. And, Lord, the words that come forth as sweet music, they're the souls of the redeemed. I have no part nor lot with it, but Lord, truly, by your grace, I humbly return all the praises and the thanks and the glory for those things that proceed out of my mouth. Lord, which was brought unto us by Malachi 4, 5, and 6, and the opening of the seals, we return the glory. And we return the thanks. Lift up your hands again, brethren. Let us thank him for his word. For his word is life. His word is life. We can do everything, but without the word, there is no life. Life is wrapped up in the word. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. We have the pure word of God from the open book, and it is producing life. Oh God, let your ammon rods bud tonight. Let them blossom and bring forth fruit. Every dry ammon rod can bud tonight and can blossom and bring forth fruits. Mind the Shekinah glory of God that is in our midst here today, that was released from the Holy of Holies. Oh God, when the veil of the temple was rent in twain, and when the Lord was crucified upon Calvary, we thank you for the Shekinah glory of the Lord in our midst, guiding us and leading us. And now, O Lord, amongst the people of the world, oh God, way down into Africa, way down into India and all the other places, only your great grace, wherever the truth is, your word is. Your word, Lord, and your spirit is there. We humbly thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. Yes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Yes. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh his city. That is Proverbs 16:32. Everybody should remember this scripture. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh his city. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. That is indeed a wonderful scripture that has much depth. and can readily examine every man's soul. It is so great, slow to anger. We have fallen short. Slow to anger. Oh, it's a great quality. And then if you are slow to anger, it's better than the mighty. We had mighty men that was swift as eagles and was stronger than lions. Mighty, mighty man. Mighty man like Samson, who took up the gates of Gaza. Yes, and not only that, root out the post. It took 100 men to open that gate, just to open it on the hinges. Put it upon his back and walk up on a mountain with it. I wonder how the Philistines ever brought that back. But if a man is slow to anger, he is greater than Saul. He is greater than Samson that carried away the gates of Gaza. When you fight and you overcome your anger, it's a great victory. Greater than what Samson had. God has provided this way through the blood of his cross. And he was the only one that came to the earth and controlled his spirit. It's a great thing to have control over your spirit. It goes very deep. It includes standing against Sodom and Gomorrah. The reason that people fall to Sodom and Gomorrah is their spirits overcame them. Because the spirit that is in us is a lustful, worldly spirit. It's a bad bull that we have to constantly keep in chain. And now this is speaking of overcoming sin. Just not anger, but sin. Slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth the spirit than he that taketh his city. Yes. A man that rules his spirit is greater than the sons of Jacob that went in the anger and digged down a wall and overcame his city and brought back the sister Dinah and killed all the men there. Two men that was mighty. And if you can rule your spirit not to commit fornication and adultery and cuss and swear and smoke marijuana, you are greater than the sons of Jacob. And when the father was giving out the blessings, leaning on his staff, he said, "Cursed be your anger, for in thy wrath you dig down a wall." They have no rule over their spirits. But thank God for the blood of Calvary. Thank God for the blood of Calvary. And if God had not given you that grace to rule your spirit, oh brothers and sisters, we would all be like unto Sodom. And we'll all be like unto Gomorrah. But when that old spirit, yes, say to be vile, cuss off the fella, a nice woman passing there, commit adultery, a door is open, you have the power over your spirit to say, "No, that's not for me. I don't want it. I want eternal life." Spirit, behave yourself. Stop cooperating with the devil. Yes, he's like a barking dog. Day and night. Pointing you to everything in Sodom and Gomorrah. Pointing you to nasty things on the papers. Yes, on the television. On the streets. All that is your own spirit. That evil nature that you came into the world with. And sometimes when he tempts you so much, yes, and even bring evil thoughts into your mind, so close to you, even cuss words you hear it pass through. Imagination of violence. Yeah. Many times that is not you. It is your evil spirit that you came into this world with. So at birth, he was given a spirit that is called spirit of life. But truly, it is a spirit of death. It is a spirit of death because it is a sinful spirit. And the wages of sin is death. Yes, it is a spirit that is condemned to die. But then, there is a time that the Lord has appointed for that spirit to be cast into the lake of fire and be destroyed. It's a fallen angel. Yes, prophet of God detailed that in Questions and Answers, I believe, 1964. And he talked about that. And that evil spirit is in us. That is our problem. In one place, he said, the greatest problem that I have is William Branham. He said, that's my problem, William Branham. Every time that God wants me to do something, William Branham jumps in the way. And all your problems, no matter how much you heard the word of God and how spiritual you get, all your problem is your own self. And I want to let you know today that that is not really you. That's an evil spirit that is predestined to be destroyed in the lake of fire. But the Lord came into the world for the saving of the soul. For the Lord is interested in the saving of the soul. Yes, but there is a spirit in the head that is called the spirit of life. And when a man falls down and dies, then that spirit is taken out of this man. And it is a recording angel. That recording angel is going to bear witness against you for what was done in the body. But I have news for you. On that great day of judgment, when the judgment is pulled up, and that angel came forward and I say, I know your son named so and so. And I am going to be a witness that he had done such great sins from his birth even to his death. And the Lord said, bring out the record. And he tried to search for the record. The records would not be found. And he said, what is the matter here? I just had the records here. And the Lord said, I've cast their sins in the sea of forgetfulness. And their sins and their iniquities, I remember them no more. Yeah. That was not my son, it was you. You are a lying spirit. You was the one that influenced my children to do that. But I died on Calvary to redeem them from sin. Yes, sir. Now that is so wonderful. The Lord came for the saving of the soul. And that spirit departs from us, and that's the recording angel for whatever you done, but the accounts cannot be found.
Yes, is obliterated, gone into oblivion.
Yes, never to be remembered. You mean you said that wicked, nasty thing I done to, I won't have to answer? You won't have to answer. That's the power of the blood. The whole account is settled long ago.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we, you know, by the grace of God can so yield our lives to the Lord and by His Spirit rule our spirit, then we will live above Sodom. And that is very simple. How do I rule my spirit, preacher? You rule your spirit by being soul deep anointed. And when you are soul deep anointed, then that is the master of all spirit. That's the master of all spirit that is within your soul in that measure. And then that's the power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is without. Yes. And now that great power that is inside of you, you have control over your spirit, and you rule your spirit. Yes, the appetite of sin from the soul is gone. Yes, you have no more desire for it. But then this old spirit is like a barking dog that lost his teeth. Yes. So he bark and bark and bark and try to gum you to death. But he has no power over you. No. But he will make you feel as a sinner. Yes, he will bring nasty thoughts into your mind. Yes, he will bring contrary things into your mind. He will bring nasty dreams. Yes, things that you never even thought during the day. But he will try to use every avenue. Yeah, you go down the road, and I tell you, he will show you 1,000 things. Yes, that is sinful. Well, then you will have rule over your spirit. You don't fall by these things. Only if we can understand ourselves, we will have the victory. You see, the weaker minds now don't understand that it's that evil spirit that is trying to speak to them and nasty their minds and accuse them. That's the devil bringing these things into our minds. And then turn around and say, it's you, it's you. Yeah, you thinking that, you want that, you are doing that. Now you got to divide the line. Yes, now that is called temptation. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Yes. So this mind is a battleground. And there are certain things that will enter into the mind, you know, by the spirit of the devil. And you've got to fight it off. Now, but do not use too much of this brains. Because you could try to perfect yourself. You could try to be holy. And use your brains so much like the so-called Pentecostal people. And rebuke the devil whole night. Satan, I rebuke you. Satan, I rebuke you. What are they trying to do? Remove the temptation. They're trying to remove the temptation. Satan has a certain power and authority that God gave him to come and tempt you and try you. And that was proven in the wilderness. Yes. That even the Son of God that was sinless and was tempted in all points as we were, yet without sin, was tempted of the Lord. Not the Lord, but the devil. The Lord allowed him to be tempted. Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness to be tempted. And in the wilderness there, knowing how he took on sinful flesh, all those appetites was in our Lord. I hope you understand. All those appetites was in the Lord.
The Bible says he was tempted in all points as we were. Yet without sin. That means to say, friends, that lust entered his mind. A craving and a desire for a woman entered the Lord's mind. But he never entertained them. And he never yielded to them. Yes, sir. The devil showed him in a moment of time all the kingdoms of the world, including all the naked females. Yes, and the Lord looked at that and just smiled at the devil. Yes, he never tried to say, Satan, I rebuke you, Satan, I rebuke you, Satan, I rebuke you for 40 days and 40 nights. He will be a madman. No, he just stood still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes, and he knew that that is not for me. I am not going to fall by that. Yes, sir. And then he just spoke the word to the devil, it is written. It is written. It is written. And Satan took his flight. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto thy word. That's the way that we fight the devil. They don't behave like mad people rebuking the devil whole night. That's madness. Yes, put the word in your mind. And when these thoughts, all these evil thoughts come into your mind and try to depress you and suppress you, just stand still. And know who you are. Know what you believe. And know what you have chosen in this life. Let the battle rage. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yes, you stand by that word. And no matter what temptation come into your mind, it does not change your mind. It does not give you the idea that I want to take a chance on that. No, as long as you don't want to take a chance on that, and you are not going to yield to that, or say, I will just take a little percent of it, you are standing. You have the victory. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. So you stand by faith, and you just believe the word of God. Now, some minds are not that strong. From the time the devil enter and try to bring these things, you know, they feel they don't want it there, and they get upset, and they become depressed, and they become suppressed, and they start knocking their heads, and, oh my, they want another summon. Now, you don't fight the devil like that. You say, Brother Bruce, you look like you don't even have a temptation, no time. That ain't so. I stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't even give the devil, my brother, an idea that this barking dog is affecting me. No, he don't even know. Don't even show it in your countenance. Stand still in your heart and see the salvation of the Lord. Believe the word of God. Stand in the, by the word of God and have set in your mind, I will never fall by that. Not in my strength, but I boast in the grace of God. Yes. That woman it made for me. Yes. That money was not made for me. Yes. I was born to believe. I was born to inherit eternal life. Yes. Try what you want to try. You can't throw me down. The only way that I could fall is if I open my heart to you. And my heart is closed a long time. Yes, I say goodbye to this world. I'm no longer with you. That's how the song goes. They say, goodbye, world. I am no longer with you. And as long as you have that set in your mind, you don't have to worry about the barking dog. Let the barking dog bark until they die. You know that you believe God and you want salvation and you want to go on with God. Rejoice in the Lord. That's the way you fight the devil. Yes. And remember, children, when you look back and see what the Lord done for you in this short space of time, If you can rule your spirit and live in Sodom here, yes, that you are determined for years and for weeks and maybe months, and is going into 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, going into that, and you are determined not to fall by the vices of Sodom. Brethren, you have the victory. And you are standing in a place greater than Samson. Greater than Samson, Brother Bruce. Because you are ruling your spirit. You know, we could take up the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation and prove what I am saying here. That people who are born again and even justified and sanctified, in them is dwelling a power greater than that which was in Samson. Compare Samson with what I am saying. This was a mighty, mighty man of God. He was born a judge. And the Spirit of the Lord, whenever it came upon him, he got so strong that he could lift up this church and walk with it. And I was thinking something. Many people think that Samson, you know, was a strong man every day of his life. When he wake up and walk around, he was a strong man, a man big with muscles, where you could come and say, Samson, let me feel how strong you are. And when you hold his hand, you could not pull it down or nothing. Brothers and sisters, I am convinced that Samson was no more than 120 pounds. And his muscles was no more bigger than mine. If Samson was a big, strong man with big muscles and strong every day, the glory will go to him. Every act that Samson done, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. So the strong one was the Lord. Samson, out of the Spirit, was a human being. And brothers and sisters, he could have been bound by a woman called Delilah. That is when he did not have the spirit. Yes. Now Samson could have been sleeping there, and a fellow a little stronger than him could have come there and hold on Samson's two hands and say, Samson, try to get away. And he could not get away unless the Lord came there and helped Samson and anointed Samson. He was not strong every day. What made him strong is that if you hold down Samson on that bed, brothers, and you see, he started meditating a little bit. Yeah, and he said, Lord, strengthen me this one more time. Lord, strengthen me just this one more time. And you see, that spirit come upon him. You better run for your life. Better run for your life, because you were up against God. Yes. So Samson's strength lay in the spirit that came upon him. And I want to tell you that our strength lives in the anointing that the Lord sent to us. Without him, you can do nothing. You cannot make yourself a Christian. You cannot do one single thing until you yield yourself to the Lord and let the Spirit of the Lord come and anoint you. That anointing bring healing. And he can heal you right now if you believe that while the Spirit of the Lord is there. That Spirit of the Lord can change your soul and transform it into a Christian and give you rule over your spirit if you don't have it. That's the anointing of the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord. In yourself, you can do nothing. Brethren, without him, I am positive and I am conscious that I cannot preach another message. Yes, I want his spirit. The song leaders cannot do it. The musicians cannot do it. It takes the Holy Spirit. Isn't he wonderful? He's great and he's wonderful. And friends, we're not for that Spirit of the Lord that abides in us and abides in our soul by the birth and by a soul deep anointing, you could have no rule over your spirit. You'll be wallowed in the mire of Sodom and Gomorrah. But one blessed thing is that this Spirit abides in our soul. He's not coming on the outside and anointing Samson to do certain things. No, but it is abiding in our soul. We may not have the power to move the gates of Gaza, but he that ruleth the spirit is greater than Samson. I'm ruling my spirit. Yes, sir, by the grace of God. Now, look at something here. Samson went down. You know what he was doing in Gaza? Anybody know what Samson was doing in Gaza for the whole night? Mighty man. A man that could take a city. You know what he was doing there? He was visiting a harlot. He went to the pub. Why do you think fellas visit the pub? And sisters going into them pubs and dance hall, they have no rule over their spirit. They never let the word get down in there, and they never let the Holy Ghost get down into their souls. So they have no rule over their spirit. You hear a fella jump out and go and drink whiskey and come back and sit down quiet and sing in hallelujah, praise God. He's like Samson. Yes. He has no rule over his spirit. Samson went down there, friends, a mighty, mighty man of God and judge of Israel. Think he judged Israel for 40 years? And that man, when the night fall, creep out of his father and mother house, peek behind the barn to see who is there. He disguised himself. And he went down amongst the enemy, down in the Philistine place. Creep through the gate. Went in there. Find one of these bad women. Yes. And was friendly with a bad woman. How many times he visited their nasty fellow committing fornication. Samson the Great. What caused him to do that? Friends, he was a mighty man of God, but could not rule his spirit. Now, if I could rule my spirit today, and prove it, brothers and sisters, for 40 years, am I not greater than Samson? And if a little sister, who was all kinds of things in the world, and find the grace of God, and she come and hear the word of God, and she could be determined and say, from today on, I'm finished with that. Amen. I have 2 bastard children, that is enough. I had 20 men, that's enough. My God, help me. And something come over that little prostitute. And brother, give her power. Never to go back into that life, whether she gets married or not. In this life, she's determined to go, and she has rule over her spirit. Isn't she not greater than Samson? Right? So he that ruleth his spirit is greater than he that taketh his city. Yes. And that is so wonderful. Now I'm trying to show you your position in Christ. You may think that you're so badly off because you have thoughts going through your mind and you make a little mistake and sometimes the tongue gets away and you answer back somebody in charge And sometimes you make a mistake and you know, you accept the wrong thoughts and you eat it for a moment, but then you catch yourself. Oh Lord, forgive me, I never meant to do that. Beloved, he that ruleth the spirit is greater than he that taketh a city. If that little sister or that little brother had gone over single-handed and take over the city of Port of Spain, take over Parliament and everything, that would be very small in comparison to the victory that God gave that little prostitute to live single and live a life without a husband after having eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I know that the fruit is pleasant. Who don't know, don't know. Yes, sir. But my brothers and sisters, after you have eaten from the forbidden fruit, a person could confess that stolen waters are sweet. And bread eaten in secret is pleasant. That spirit don't leave you like that. It takes God. It takes God to come down and do something to you. And it does something in your soul. And from the soul is pushing out a power that is subduing that barking dog. Every time they bark, my brother, something from that soul says, shut up. Yeah. Something rise out of that soul. Mash. Canal. Barking dog have to go down, has to go down to the kennel. Why don't you see? It's the power of God. You think you are badly off? You ain't badly off, children. Samson was badly off. Look at what is going to happen to this man because of his bad habit and because he could not control his spirit. Look at what is going to happen to the mighty man, the strong man. And the Bible talks about anger. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. So Samson had a bad infirmity. And that is, he used to get angry and could not control his temper. Because of that anger, the Bible said he was angry unto death. And he told all his heart to Delilah, another prostitute. From one prostitute to the next. That's the mighty man that carried away the gates of Gaza. Now right there you could see Pentecostalism. You want to know how Swaggart and all these fellas did what they done and then fell in adultery? Baker? Armstrong? Guilty of incest with his own daughter? In the worldwide Church of God. Yes. Man, the song divine. But the little brother and the little sister that is under the hearing of my voice and follow the word of God today, and that humble little Christian that is trying to serve the Lord in all sincerity is greater than Samson. Because they don't go out and run around there and commit fornication and live in adultery. Yes, God has done something in the heart. Then don't sit down and cry when a little temptation, a little trial come your way, a little problem come your way. Look and see what God has done for you, brethren. He has done a great thing that he never even done for Samson. That man went down there because he could not rule his spirit and he was living with a harlot. How many trips he made down there? Yes. And the soldier has marked him good. He said he has a woman in there. He usually come at sunset. And he go out very early before the sunrise. So we will have a plan for him.
I said, I'd mark him this evening, Thursday evening. He's coming down after church.
He's coming down.
He's coming down. Sunset, mark him. All right. Block the gates of Gaza, dear. Sorry as we have him. Yes. Spies all around.
The woman over there, my brothers and sisters, they see him putting on his pants and so on about 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes, sir. Put on my brother an old hat, Samson the Mighty, and he's coming down the steps. They say, that's him there. He don't look like him, but that is the mighty man. Yes, living in fornication whole night. Yes. My brothers and sisters, he was just a man. And without the Spirit, he is doing all these wickedness. And he's walking up by the gate there, brothers and sisters. And I tell you, something happened. The shout went on the gout to grab him. Get a hold of the strong man. And he just bobbed his head and shake himself in a certain way. The Bible said he used to shake himself. And when he shake himself, the Spirit of the Lord used to come upon him. And you see that little 120-pound fella just fly up in the air with the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, sir. And he look out against all them great warriors coming to him. Yes. And he back up my brother at the gate. Yes. Back up. And when they think they're going to kill Samson now, my brothers and sisters, he hold 2 posts of the gate. Yes, sir. Oh, I tell you, them soldiers faint to see the strength of that man. Yes, sir. And here, my brother, 100 of soldiers just running, my brother, pelting spears. All that they do, my brother, is to spin around with the gate. He killed about 500, spin around the gate. Yes, sir. Running to them with the gate. All of them sat running. Yes. Yes. And I guess he sat bucking with the gate because he had to keep his eyes on them. Horse and all going up the road. Yes. And then he started backing up, my brothers and sisters, cannot turn his back now, and he's going up the mountain. Now that is the difference of Samson and Samson in the Spirit. There was a difference of Samson and Samson in the Spirit. Yes, sir. Now, brothers and sisters, but look at the blessing. We may not have the strength like Samson. No, we may not have the strength like Samson, but we have rule over our spirit. We may not have the power like the fellow who's had in the Dark Ages, not in the Dark Ages, but in Pentecostalism, power like Oral Roberts or different ones that work signs and work wonders, but we have something greater today by the opening of the seals. And that is, God has brought the word to us, and a certain anointing that came from the opening of the seals, and he gave us rule over our spirit. Now, all of Pentecostalism cannot be compared with just a handful of those that are truly following the message today. We have rule over our spirit, that we don't go to the sports field. Everything that goes to the sports field in violation of what the prophet of God says has no rule over their spirit. Every one of those women that wear those mermaid tight dresses, they have them long but tight on their body like a mermaid, have no rule over their spirit. And the reason that they have no rule over their spirits is because they have not surrendered unto God. But if you are in that place where you don't care about the fashions of this world, and you don't care about the styles over there and try to be like one of them Hollywood queens, then you have rule over your spirit. Which is better, brethren? I will rather to have rule over my spirit than power like Samson. And if I could get both of them, I'll be very happy.
If I could have rule over my spirit first and get strong like Samson, then I will prefer both of them. But if I have the choice to get strong like Samson, yes, in the spirit, and get weak like him in my spirit, I don't want that. Now, this will qualify you for the rapture. When you could have rule over your spirit, that is the thing that is going to qualify you for the rapture. You are mightier than Samson. You are mightier than David, who killed a giant with a slingshot. Oh, yes. Don't contend with me. I will prove it to you. We like to hear about David killing this giant with a slingshot. Yes, but little fellas, there is something about that story. Yes. This man, after he killed a bear, after he killed a lion, after he slew Goliath, the man proved that he did not have rule over his spirit. He had a lust for the spirit that he could not control. That lust was not coming from outside, you know. No, read the book of James. The Bible said that lust is inside of us. Every man is drawn away of his what? Own lust. And what? Enticed. You could be drawn away by your lust, but don't be enticed. Yes. Enticed. Yes. And then when sin is conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. Death. After sin is conceived, it bringeth forth what? Death. Now the wages of sin is debt, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. So now this man had no rule over his spirit. But he was a mighty man that took a slingshot and killed a giant. Brethren, let the giant go. Give us power in our spirit. Give us power to control this tongue. Amen. That it must not speak until he gets permission. Amen. Yes. For a wholesome tongue is what? A tree of life. But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. You see, people lose control of their mouth and cussing. Habitual fussing and lying. There is a breach in the spirit. It is saying that the spirit is out of control. There is something wrong in the spirit. It is not controlled. It needs sanctification. It needs subduing. You see, people have a critical mouth. And people, my brother, out of this mouth come forth unbelief. Yeah. In other words, Brother Bruce preached nice, you know. But there are some of his policies that I still have to check out. There is a breach in your spirit. You don't have rule over your spirit yet. If you had rule over your spirit, you will understand that what you are hearing is the truth. Yes. And you will realize that there is no flaw in the Word of God. And you will realize that you're not smarter than all these people that say amen. How many believe that this is 100% truth, Monsieur? 100% truth. Now, if you did not raise your hand and you are not convinced of that, you have a breach in the spirit. Then you are claiming to be right and all these people are deceived. But I am persuaded that they are not deceived, but they have rule over their spirit. Brethren, what I am saying here tonight, supposed to put faith in your heart, help you to understand who you are. Help you to understand that you are not badly off as you may want to think. And as what the devil may want to show you. No, you have rule over your spirit. You are not falling to unbelief. You are not falling by fear. You are not falling by doubts like Judas. No. After this man killed a great giant and a lion and a bear, this fellow could not control his spirit. He stood in his palace, and his spirit arose in him. When that spirit arises in you until you start losing control of your spirit, friends, you're going to commit sin. It's not only going to call for lust, you know, and more food, and violence. When he rises up, he is full of evil. There is all kinds of evil in that evil nature. It happened on this occasion that it just raised up inside of him and caused him to forget 500 wives in the palace. Yes. And his eyes was full of adultery. Yes. In other words, I want something new. Strange flesh. That's what the Bible calls lusting after strange flesh. If you go to the public and you want strange flesh, and you're really going after that and you decide to really do that, you have no rule over your spirit. Though you could kill a giant with a sling and a stone. No, I'm trying to bring it real. I'm trying to show you how a man is a man, and a man without a spirit is a helpless man. Right. Now that reflects that there was no born again experience inside of David's soul. But the spirit used to come on his outside. Yes, sir. And when that raised up, the man had no control. He had no power over the spirit. Don't you think he remembered the law, thou shalt not commit adultery? But the letter was killing him. He only had that here. Don't matter how much he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Trying to fight it. He had one eye open. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit. He don't have it down in the soul. He climbed up on the banister, my brother, the highest jealousy and peeping, and said, thou shalt not commit adultery. There was no power down in there. He has it in his intellectual mind. He knows what to do, and he knows the right thing to do, but how to do the thing. He has no control over his spirit. Yes? The man gets so weak, he groans, he moans, trying to keep the law. The Lord reminding him, thou shalt not commit adultery, you're going to be stoned, you will die. The man becomes helpless. Now lust makes you shameless. I'm telling you, lust makes you shameless. You drink your shame. Lust get upon a woman, she leave the church. My beloved, just tomorrow, the next day she's in a shorts. That's a lustful spirit in her. Yeah? It's a long time she lusting to show her body. And to bring down the bodies down here and show her breasts. Nasty creature. Deceitful hypocrite. Lustful devil. A long time she want to put on her pants and show her frame to the public. After sitting and hearing the word of God. After following the message. Because you had no rule over your spirit. You had no rule over your spirit. You should be sitting and hearing the word of God and soaking in the spirit of God. God gave us that opportunity that he never gave the Old Testament saints. He never afforded to David, nor Samson, nor Jephthah, nor none of these fellows. But the crucified Christ made the way. And he sent my brother a spirit from the kind of glory of God. And he brings it in our midst. He brings it through the songs. He bring it through the music. He bring it through the word. He bring it, my brothers and sisters, in every form. And he's begging you every day, come in a little early. Come in a little early. Come to church a little more. Soak in the Spirit. Soak in the Spirit. Surrender your life. Let the Holy Ghost come down into your soul. People have no time. But we have made the time. Thank God that we are finding time for him. Yes, that is where the secret is. You hear somebody just run out. That didn't happen by chance. They did not open up their hearts to the word of God. Huh? And they did not take the blessing that the Lord was blessing them with to rule their spirit. Yes, you got to rule your spirit. And here is another little teenager girl. Her eyes open when somebody do that. They did that? Why? They cannot understand it because you have rule over your spirit. Yes, but that little rotten thing, huh? Sit down inside of there all the years, and all that she could think about is boyfriend. All she could think is about life. Yes, and when she become 18, you want a cell phone to hear about the nasty things. That anointing your soul and your spirit is getting away every day from the rulership of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Look at this great man. You say, but I enjoy the service and I feel anointed, Brother Bruce, and I love you and I love the word of God and all these other things that go with it. Yeah, that is true. But brethren, the Lord wants you to control your spirit. He wants you to rule your spirit by the anointing coming down in your soul. After we leave you here, he wants you to travail in prayer with him before you go to bed. He wants you to read your Bible, brethren. Yes, he wants that when you get up in the morning, the first thing that you could do is to think on him. I don't want to find out about the wife asking him what I'm going to eat this morning. I don't want to hear nothing like that. Don't talk to me. Don't tell me no good morning, no good night. Yes, sir. I want to think on my Lord. Yes. I want to put certain things that are good on virgin soil. Before I think of job, before I think of eating, before I think of housing, before I think of anything. Yes, sir. I want my heart, my brother, clean, and I want to think on it. Yes. And the first thing that you should do, Lord, what will you have me to do today? Give me the strength for this day. Give me this day a daily bread and guide me today and help me today. Just a few words, brethren. You are not heard because of the multitudes of words. Jesus said, they think they shall be heard because of a multitude of words. No, you are heard because of the sincerity and your dedication to God. Yes, and God don't want good English, brethren. Oh, he wants a foreign language to talk to him. Yeah. Let the meditation, let the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be accepted unto thee, O Lord. Just the meditation of your heart is so important. Yes. Think on these things. Think on things that are pure and holy. Think, my brother, on the Lord. Think on the hereafter, and strength is going to come down into the soul. I'll send you home early tonight. I find that something, that clock spoiled. Yeah. Something is wrong with that clock. Oh, yes. So now David fought. He fought. I believe the poor fellow fought. All right? Every woman that he looked to, 500 of them, my brother, they look ugly. Devil already anointed the man. They look ugly. Man. My brother, he start behaving rebellious now. Lust get you shameless. It get you angry. It get you violent. I'm telling you, brethren. It get you rebellious. Yeah, it take you out of your reason. You lose your better judgment. Children, I am not joking around. I'm telling you, you were sorry for yourself when you open up your heart to lust and you start looking at them nasty thing on the net. Huh? And all the pornography that is on the cell phone now. What are you doing? You're entering into a different anointing. Yes. and you are stirring up passions in you. You are waking up all the fibers of passions inside of you, and you don't have an outlet for it. And what will happen to you? Anybody that seems to be getting in your way, you become like a wild animal, a wild beast. Yes, you figure that they are the problem. They are not the problem. The loss is your problem. Yeah, the pastor is my problem. Yeah, he just don't like me. You're lost. And pastor is trying to stop you from going to hell. Yeah. That is why you don't come to his office again, because you think that he hates you. No, he loves your soul. And he knows that nasty spirit in you and that lustful spirit in you that keep you home while your parents are here in the church. Yeah, and you on your cell phone home on the and having talking with an ungodly man. That's why you hate the pastor, and it's not you, it's the devil in you. And hate that man of God. That is what lust does to a man and woman. I'm telling you, I can't explain it, brethren. Lust, my brother, will cause you to kill. Lust will take you out of your better judgment. Lust could put you in a madhouse and get you insane. Lust for a man or woman could cause you to commit suicide. Lust to experience life could get you mad, send you in a madhouse. That is how nasty and filthy this evil nature is. Yes, and it ever create a big mirage of how great that is, when the reality is not even 1%. There's pains and sorrow. I'm telling you, this is life. Yeah, this is life, children. Yes, and all them women get ugly in David's sight. Can you imagine how he run them off? You could imagine how they come and string around him and trying to prevent him. Huh? I could see one of them come and say, David, come down there. What you doing on the banister? Huh? Hold his coat and put him down. It's a woman. I said, leave me. Yes? Obedience, obedience. They don't know obedience is lust. That is what lust does to man. Does to woman make them, my brother, like a dog in heat? Shameless dog. That is what lust does. You become shameless. Yeah. You don't care who see you. One of the nasty sights I ever seen over a few years in the airport. I didn't know people were so nasty. You had an old man. I'd only had about 75 old years. Yeah. Wife, my brother, about the same age, could be a little younger. But the people were real squingy. You know, but squingy. Nasty looking. One have a shorts, my brother. And this old fella in the airport, in front of everybody, kissing that woman in her mouth. Enough to make you vomit. That is what lust does. I tell you, boy, if I didn't have a good stomach that could eat from monkey right down to to misrat. I would certainly vomit. I see that, I say, this world really gone stink. Yes. I'm talking about two squingy people. Yes. Embracing one another and kissing one another in the mouth like it's nobody's business. I say, we are living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And lust overtake David. None of his wives could have stopped him. None of them could have stopped him. And here, a shameless thing, brother. Son is! Come here! Mad, you know, lust getting mad. Yeah. Upon my command! Yes, live forever, O King. Yes, yes, upon my command. Go and bring Uriah's wife for me. But Lord, it is your eye, said Shadrach. Obey the king. Bring Uriah's wife for me. For what, my Lord? Shut up and do as I say. All women in your bedroom, lock the door. Bring down to the reality of how shameless lust is and how far that could carry you. Bring the woman, commit adultery. Woman get pregnant too. Have no rule over his spirit. Yes. Run down quick. Yes. And get Uriah. Uriah, I want to do you a big favor. Yes. Go home and sleep with your wife tonight. Man trying to cover up this baby. Yes. Pretending is Uriah own. Yes. You know how many a man rocking other people's children? And they don't know. They don't know, poor thing. Uriah was a righteous man. And he had some rule over his spirit. He said, the Lord forbid that my fellow soldier in all Israel is in the battlefield today. And it's a great sin for me to go home and be with my family. And Israel is on the field. That is rule over your spirit. That is some rule over your spirit. Yes. And brothers and sisters, when the man did not fulfill the will of the king, you look at him, you could imagine. Because he's going to get exposed now. Exposing is the thing that caused somebody to kill you. Yes. I'm going to get exposed. I thought I could have covered this up. Anyhow, have a solution. The devil will give you a solution. Put Uriah in the heat of the battle. Joab, you are my nephew. Do as I command, for I am the king. He said, my hands are clean and I would not kill anybody, but let the sword of Ammon kill him. I'm clean. All right, Uriah, come here. Don't open this envelope. Come it to Joab. Your honor, king. Live forever. Yes, I'm at your service, your loyal servant, carrying his death warrant in his hand. A man that has no rule over his spirit. Send out a death warrant for his brother, the righteous. Carried brothers and sisters. Joab had that kind of spirit too. Opened the letter in front of Uriah. Watch Uriah. Watch it, and he could smile and kid you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to give you a higher position, Uriah. Yeah, be one of the commanding chief. Stay in the front of the battle. Send him there, and they kill the poor man. Now, you see what lust make him do? Kill to cover up his sin. Now, that's a man that had no rule over his spirit, and yet he killed Goliath with a sling and a stone. Brethren, how much better are we tonight? Don't we have to thank God for his grace? Don't we see the blood of the cross? Don't we see how wonderful a redemption that the Lord has purchased for us? And the blood of Jesus Christ is speaking better things than that of Abel. Solomon, the wisest man, telling all men how to control their spirit with lust. 5, 6, and 7 chapter of Proverbs. Big lesson. And he given an experience of how he is peeping through his jealousy one time. And he see a lad that is walking. And he said, like a sheep. Yes, to the slaughter. He went into the harlot's house. And she held him and kissed him. And said, I have peace offering with you. The good man is not at home. Let us solace ourselves with love. Yes.
I have decked my bed with aloes and myrrh, and with fine linen of Egypt. Yes, and little do he know, it was for his soul. And this man, after teaching the youths and teaching everybody, and God gave him 1,000 wives, the man had no control over his spirit. He had no rule over his spirit. Yeah. And beloved brothers and sisters, in his old age, you look around, old fella, you know. Yes. He look around and his 1,000 wives look very ugly in front of him. And some fellas, when they go through the pressure, Brother Chandler, they say, oh gosh, if we had a little polygamy today. Where God allow we just 2, things would have been better off. They don't get better, brethren. Listen, the thing that make it get better is rule your spirit. Rule your spirit. Get the word down in there, man. Yes, sir. Get your Bible and take it out and start reading. Oh, come and pray a little more. Join the men's prayer meeting if you're having a problem. Yeah, kneel down and pray. Turn your house into a prayer closet. Yeah, get the family together. Yes, and say, Lord, this lust want to eat me up. It want to eat me up, Lord. Help me, Lord. Anoint my soul, Lord. Yes, if you're a young man and burning up in your flesh, get married. The Bible says, better to marry than to burn. I'm talking about life, friends. I'm talking about reality. Yes, I'm talking, my brothers and sisters, about a fella like me that was young and now I'm old. You say, Brother Bruce, you're an old man, so you and care nothing about our youth. So I was like you one time. Yes, and the Lord gave me rule over my spirit. Yes, sir. I said, no, I'm not going to obey that. Eternal life is too great, and hell is too hot. Yes, sir. And how do you think these other men, way over in Pentecost, brethren, so-called Pentecost, how you think they make it? I always talk to Brother Barrow. I say, Brother Barrow, I cannot believe it. 16 years of age. Huh? You were serving the Lord. I say, Brother Bruce, I'm not a desire to turn back. Never a desire to backslide or turn back. How can we not thank God for that? Huh? How can we not, my brother, honor men like that? Look, like Brother Chandler, where he came from. Drug addict. And the other brethren, oh my, the time will fail to speak of all the other brethren and Jephthah and Samson and Daniel and Brother Chandler and Brother Jones and all the other brethren of whom the world is not worthy. Oh, brethren, if the Bible said that the world was not worthy of men like Samson, and worthy of Solomon, and worthy of all those other men that could not rule their spirit, my brothers and sisters, that God is saying more about this end time bride. Of whom the world is not worthy. Because we are shining today as the stars of heaven in the darkness of Sodom and Gomorrah. You are of more value than many sparrows. I'm telling you, the Lord looked down there when you have rule over your spirit. And you did not cuss up that man. You didn't jump out there and fold your fist. You did not apply violence. You didn't bring a gun and say, I will shoot you. The Lord looked down there, brother, and said, you are becoming like Christ. He was our example, and he was a man that had complete rule over his spirit. That is man that had rule over his spirit. Yes, sir. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Yes, sir. I ain't have that yet. I'll bust your head with a stone. I'm telling you the truth. Because I can see that you don't know what you're doing. May the Lord anoint my eyes to see that you don't know what you do. That's the problem, you know. I can't see that a man take up a piece of wood and come and hit me in my hand here, put one in my head, and then I could say, you know not what you do. I need a new mind. I need a new mind. I'm telling you the truth. I need a new mind.
to understand and to say, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they are doing. See, as long as you think you well know what you're doing, you're going to get equal with the fellow. So I pray and pray for Brother Bruce, Lord, grant me grace. And help me to understand that they know not what they do. Because I don't understand. Yes, this great man, 1,000 wives become insufficient. Yes, sir. 1,000 wives become insufficient. You talking about a little polygamy with 5 women? If you had 5, you would do better? Never. Never. It was not so from the beginning. One man and one woman. And the Bible say, my brother, be satisfied with her. The wise man Solomon. Be satisfied with that. With contentment is great gain. More woman is not the solution. More man is not the solution. More money is not the solution. More houses and more this and more that is not the solution. More of God is the solution. Yes, more of thee, O Lord. Yes, more of thee is the solution. I'm going to stop just now. Get ready, you know. Oh, my. Now to think of these characters. He that ruleth his spirit is greater than he that taketh the city. My God. Beloved, you are greater than a man. Look, that's going to take the city gates itself. Not only the city, Samson, take the city gate and leave them exposed to all the enemy. But you are greater than Samson. They said that Solomon was the greatest and the wisest man upon the face of the earth. Thank God for Solomon. Yes. And he went and got the heathen women. Yes. Lust, he could not control his spirit. And at the end of it, my brother, he went and bowed down to the idol. I don't want to be like Solomon. I want to be like the greater than Solomon. I want the wisdom of this Solomon out here. The wisdom of the greater than Solomon saying he must be born again. Your nature must be changed, brother Solomon. Your nature must be changed. That is wisdom. Solomon never had that wisdom. We have that wisdom today. We have more wisdom than the King Solomon of old. Yes, I thank God for this wisdom. It is trying to help us to change our natures. Yes, the weakest fellow among us here, my brother, is greater than the mighty men of the Old Testament. Don't you see your privilege, man? Woman, you don't see your privilege. My God, teenagers, you don't see your privilege. Huh? Little boys, you don't see your privilege. Old men, you don't see your privilege. The blood of Jesus Christ is speaking better things than that of people. My God. Look at that great man called Saul. We're going to close. Look at that great man called Saul. Swifter than an eagle and stronger than a lion. And my God, a little pride raised up in his heart. And he was disobedient. Yes, a little thing God tell him to do. He said, kill all the animals, kill everything, baby and all. Slit their neck, kill them because they're going to get big and then trouble Israel. Oh, he let his better judgment. You know, people allow the devil to twist what God says, you know, to their own liking. And we have that today. The word tell them, my brother, to do so and so, they turn a corner with it. They said they could make it work. You meet people here keeping the word just as it is for 20 and 30 and 40 years. You now come here for 2 years, but you smarter than everybody. Yeah. I don't think them dress is looking good. I think they could add a little something in it. And, you know, I think they could twist this corner so, because probably you come from the college. Your smartness will carry you to hell. They only want us to sing Bethel songs. Only Bethel songs. Don't listen to nobody. But I found something on the net, and it's not so bad. And my father and my mother and my sister sanctioned that. You're an intellectual giant. Yes, and you will never have rule over your spirit like that. For you to have rule over your spirit, you must submit to God. You must humble your heart. If your shepherd tell you that them music on the outside there, in all those things, will corrupt you, it will bring a demon down in your soul, then you better believe that. But when people think that they are smarter than the preacher, smarter than everybody, I better they will bite the dust. David thought he was smart too, you know. After the woman got pregnant, he thought he could cover it up. Kill Uriah. You know the scheme he worked? Kill Uriah and legally marry the woman. Legally marry her. If the husband is dead, then she can be remarried. I am king, I'm not a minister, so I can marry the widow. So he went there, and brothers and sisters performed the thing there like that, but God had an eye watching him. And God has an eye watching you. Come, musician, sit down. Yeah. An eye watching you. He knows your bedroom business, your nasty fella perverting sex in the bedroom. He knows your business. One of these days, an angel might appear to you and say, "What are you doing?" Yes, sir. He's coming to that place. Coming to that place, my brothers and sisters. It's a terrible hour that we are living in. Yes. And Saul thought that he could have twisted the word and get away. And and King David thought that he could have covered up his sin. You can't twist that word and get away. There is always an eye watching you. And Nathan the prophet, yes, walk up there. And he gave him a parable of a man having one sheep. Yes. And a wayfaring man passed by and killed the man and took his own sheep. He says, "I live and I am king in this place here, that man shall surely die." Nathan the prophet, my brother, anointed by the Spirit of God, he said, "Thou art the man, O king. For you have killed Uriah and have taken his only wife. And God has given you 500 wives." Then he cried for mercy. David was a man after God's own heart. Because when he was wrong, he repented. But there are people, when the word come forth, pretend that they are not guilty. And try to maintain a neutral countenance. And act like it's not them. How many times I know it's them. And I go around for months with them to see if they will confess that. And I even bring up the talk. And I say, "What a hypocrite sitting here. What a hypocrite shaking my hand." Yeah, because I talk about it and I never say, "Brother Bruce, I'm guilty of that. I want to do better." How you will get your soul anointed like that? You cannot. Yes, and Saul tried to bend the word of God, and there was another prophet. And he came by. Yes, he said, "You do the commandment, you have done all the commandments of the Lord." Yes, he said, "What meaneth the lowing of the oxen and the bleating of the sheep in my ear?" If you're fulfilling the word of God, then why I could see you dressing like that? Why I could see you talking like that? Why I could understand that you're taking chances in the world? He said, "Had the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying his voice, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you from being king." Oh God, what a sad thing. Yes. Saul bawled out. He had no rule over his spirit. Cried out. But here is a man who had rule over his spirit. And let this be a little lesson for you all, young fellows, young women. Under the law, there was a wonderful little man called Joseph. Oh, my heart goes out for Joseph. Rejected and sold by his brethren. Cast him down into a 30 or 40 foot pit. And the echoes come up from underneath there. "Oh, brother, brother, brethren, brother, brother." And that is little brother, you know.
Take me out of here. The snakes are down in the hair, serpents and scorpions, crying for money. And when they do lift him up, oh, brethren, the slave masters was passing, and they had the courage to hear the little brother crying and bawling. Saddest story in the Bible, one of the saddest. 11 big brothers selling their little brother for about 30 pieces of silver and crying, and that little boy, a little fellow, crying and say, oh brother, don't do that, brother. And you can see the big slave master there, brothers and sisters, come and grab this little fellow. Yes, and he's on his knees and dragging him and carrying him, and his head turned back, and still crying to his brothers, and they had that heart to see the little brother pull it away. Yes, sir, and walk in the distance, and you could hear the voice going out in the distance, oh, brother, Simeon, Simeon, when he starts stop calling that, Reuben, they get a horse, Judah, and then the voice, man, you could hear the echoes, and until the echoes, my brother, it fade away. Yes. And that little boy was such a fellow that God gave him great grace in the sight of the Egyptian. You know the story. And he became a father to Pharaoh. Oh, what a man! What great blessing could be upon a human being that would obey God's word. But when the famine came, brothers and sisters, I love the words of Pharaoh. He said, why cry to me? Go to Joseph. Whatever he says to do, do! But that man's words came to pass. And before that, he suffered. Yes. And he had great victory, and he had rule over his spirit. And the rule that he had over his spirit, there was a filthy, nasty hall. Yes, tantalizing that man every day. Only eternity will unfold the kind of things that that woman done to entice that young fellow about 17 to 20 years of age. Yes, until my brothers and sisters resort to actually grabbing a hold of the man to force him. Yes. And that man had such rule over his spirit that he rather to let go the clothes in the woman's hand, jump out of the window, escape for his life. That is rule over the spirit. Let that be an example. And that is not even 1% of what our Lord went through as a young man. And he had rule over his spirit. But Joseph is a great example for all youths. He will judge you on the day of judgment, because God has given you greater grace while he prevailed under the law. For his stand, he went to jail for 7 years. 7 long years. But then, my brothers and sisters, the Lord exalted him and made him a father to Pharaoh. What a mighty ministry. What a great young man. And what a blessed young man. What a man with understanding. Yeah, he told his brethren, he said, be not angry with yourself, for the Lord allow you to sell me to preserve much life. You say, abide in this city. The famine shall be for yet another 7 years. He was a prophet. Soft-hearted. I forgive you, my brethren. I could take vengeance upon you because I am second in command in Egypt. But I forgive you. That is really an example of Christ. How much we should forgive one another. How much we should forgive our fellow men. Even forgive your neighbors and forgive the unsaved. We have no reasons to carry with bitterness, yes, wickedness, violence in our hearts. As Christian, you should have no hatred whatsoever. You should have rule over your spirit. That you should be able to stand up and say, I hate no man upon the earth. Because you have rule over your spirit. Yes. May the Lord bless your hearts tonight. We had a wonderful time. And I know that this message went down very deep tonight. And it has given much victory, much understanding to our hearts. Let us sing a song. Yes, Brother Peter. Let us all stand.
More of you. More of you.
Oh, Lord.
I cry, Lord. I cry, Lord. That's what I need.
It's more of you.
It's more of you.
Of things I've had.
Of things I've had my fill.
Yet I hunger still.
But yet.
Up my cup.
If you lift up my cup,
let you fill it up.
Let you fill it up with just you.
More of you.
More of you.
More of you.
More of you.
I cry, Lord. I've had my fill.
Of things I've had my fill.
But yet I hunger still.
But yet I hunger still.
Empty and dead.
Empty and dead.
Lord, hear my prayer.
Lord, hear my prayer.
For more of you.
All around,
in the hearts that are gone,
in the hearts that are bound,
but I find no nourishment.
No nourishment yet.
Now my strength almost gone.
Now my strength almost gone.
And I feel the pull.
I feel the pull of despair.
Yet my thirst drives me on.
I stumble along
over ground,
so barren and dry.
What a spring just ahead. Living water,
Lord, fill me, I cry.
Is more of you.
More of you. More.
pray.
Lord, hear my prayer.
For more of you.
For more of you.
But yet I hunger still.
But yet I hunger still.
Empty and still. Lord, hear my prayer.
Lord, hear my prayer.
For more of you.
For more of you. More of you.
Can have the rule over his spirit. And this is not a hard prayer to pray, for you have made the way. You send back your spirit, died in Calvary, that we might become overcomers. I pray that you will fill the desire of every heart tonight, who so desire to have complete rule over the spirit. Bless your children with a special blessing tonight. All that are gathered here and all under the sound of my voice, bless your precious people everywhere. I trust that this message will live on in the hearts of your people for many days and help them to understand their privilege. And instead of going down in depression and suppression, that they might rejoice and keep on thanking you on your knees for the great blessing and the great calling that you have called them with. Help them to understand that they have rule over the spirit, but we want more of thee. Bless your children, Lord, as we go home, and bless those in other places that now go to work. Bless our precious brother Kenny and all the saints there that are with him. Bless your people in a special way as we commit our lives into your hands and the dismissal of this service. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving, and the congregation say,
Amen.
Amen. With that, my brethren, we are dismissed. Sorry to hold you back so long again, but the time is well spent. And we are happy and thankful to the Lord for these meetings and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. May the Lord lead us from here on. We are thinking of our prayer for the sick. And I want you to pray with me that the Lord lead us into that. We certainly have need for the prayer of the sick. So let us pray. And also deliverance of his people.
So let us pray that the Lord lead us just right. So you are dismissed. The Lord bless your heart.